broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for January 5th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This, my fellow Americans, is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. The checks and balances in America, the founders fought for them, put them into the matrix of America. Absolutely brilliant. That's what we need to return to if we're going to have any semblance of freedom for our children. Welcome to the broadcast. Last show, yesterday, we had a two-hour, absolutely hard-hitting show. And we talked about the Bundy situation. We had our guest on, Mr. Brandon Curtis. He's the president of Idaho 3%. They do a great job. We also talked about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Hammond press release. We are really, really, really hoping that we can get the Hammonds released. They went to prison yesterday. They willingly turned themselves in. It was a horrible scenario. In my opinion, we need to really push for their release. We need to have a compassionate release, and our prayers are that we get that done. The question is, will the sheriff push for that? Will Sheriff David Ward advocate for a compassionate release of the Hammonds? Well, we're told that he will. The problem is I don't see enough in that regard. We'll get to that as the broadcast unfolds. We've got a lot to cover. Glenn Beck on his program said this: we are held to a different standard. Glenn Beck contrasts media treatment of the Oregon rancher, quote, standoff of the Black Lives Matter debate. He basically is saying, hey, why aren't we treating Ammon and those guys like terrorists? That's the way we treat the Black Lives. Well, he's wrong. They don't treat the Black Lives Matter as terrorists. In Ferguson, they didn't arrest all kinds of people. They let everybody just flat out destroy things. We are held to a different standard. There's no question. We can get into that as the broadcast unfolds. But Bundy was confronted. That's Ammon Bundy was confronted by a CNN reporter on, quote, terrorism allegations. How do you respond to these kinds of allegations, was the question. Ammon responded. But we need to understand something very clear, ladies and gentlemen. There's no reason for federal officials to move in. No one has been hurt. There are no hostages. No one is being held against their will. People are free to come and go. And so far, it's been incredibly peaceful. The question is, will the government keep it that way? That's our prayer. Without further ado, Ammon Bundy from inside the People's Refuge. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
You're welcome. Now, you and I clearly know that I don't agree with this latest action you've taken, Ammon. And we've talked about this. We politely agree to disagree. And this is one thing I really want to focus on for America is whether we agree or disagree on an item, we don't have to go to the belligerent level of calling people terrorists or making false accusations. What we need to do is have the truth, focus on facts, who, what, when, where, why of a story. So I guess the first question I would ask you is, what drove you to this, in your mind, action that you feel is necessary? What got you here, Ammon?
Well, first of all, Sam, I'll say this, and I'm very confident of, because there are a lot of principled people out there that in your own opening, if you will, your opening theme and statement and so forth, you said that it is, you know, our right to defend our life and our liberty and our properties. And we have been wielded as a people into believing that the way that we defend our right is through the courts. And I encourage everybody who has the fortitude to study to find out if that is correct or if that is another one of those things that we have, again, been wielded into believing that, we can only defend our rights if we are given permission in the courts to do so. And so, anyway, I encourage you to do that. But besides that, I want to talk about what's going to happen, and I think that'll answer the question.
All right, let's get to that in a quick second. Just a couple other things that I want to mention before we get there. Do you think David Ward and others will push to create clemency or some kind of a release for the Hammond family? That's one of the big things that all of us agree on. Everyone should agree on that, right?
Sheriff David Ward, just so you know, I've been in communication with him before all of this about the Hammonds for many, many hours. And what I have tried to do for 2 months is get him involved where he would stand for the Hammonds. And all I asked him to do was to go down to the Dwight and Susie's home, which is 4 blocks from his office, go visit them in their home, see what kind of people they are, you know, find out how good and wonderful they truly are, and then go out to the ranch and meet with Stephen and find out how good and humble he is, and go out to where the fires were and have them explain to them what happened and how it happened. And I tried to get him to do that for literally, at least 5 weeks. He would not even go down the street 4 blocks. He still to this day has never been to the Hammond home in Burns. He's never been onto the ranch. He's never been out to where the fires are. And it was only lip service that he was giving us. And this is the same with the county commissioners and the same with the state representatives. I want people to understand that we exhausted every prudent method before we took this stand. And that is our right to do. I encourage you to go back to the Declaration of Independence, to go back and find out who is right here. Are we right for making this stand the way that we did? We are, because we exhausted every effort to petition our elected representatives to defend and stand for our rights. And in this case, for the rights of the Hammonds and the other people of Harney County, they refused to do it.
Now, Ammon, I also referred to in my opening monologue about the checks and balances in America. They're brilliant. They are the answer to restore the republic, in my humble opinion. And you've pointed to that many times as well. You've said, hey, what are we talking about federal government officials here? Why don't we have the local people, the county commission, the sheriff, why don't we have them stand up and do their job? We wouldn't even be at this point if they had done their duty.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the whole point. And what's interesting is where people are kind of cross-threaded here, if you will, with our stand. But they're saying, hey, it's okay for the federal government to basically come in and enforce law. Constitutional law or whatever else law they think. And it's okay for the state to do that too. And it's okay for the county to do that too. Oh, but it's not okay for the people to do it. And I disagree with that.
I thought the Declaration of Independence clearly states the government derives its power from the consent of the governed.
Yeah, but you said in your opening statement that you disagree with what we did. Well, this is the people enforcing the supreme law of the land. It is our right to do that after we have exhausted all prudent measures.
Right. And so what we get is a fundamental disagreement about how the best way to go about the next step would be is really all our disagreement is about. I want to make this very clear, ladies and gentlemen. Whether I disagree with Ammon or not, what I want to do is, one, free the Hammonds. Two, I want to see a peaceful solution for this situation with this refuge. Now, it's fascinating to me, when I look in the Constitution, Ammon, the federal government has a list of reasons that it can own land and a way that it has to obtain land. In neither case constitutionally did they follow the law here, right?
That is correct. Yes, they have not followed the law. This land has not been ceded to them. They did not get consent from the state legislatures to have this land. They did not purchase it from the rightful owners, and they are not using it for the authorized purposes listed in the Constitution. So they do not on all three requirements. They do not have lawful authorization from the people to control this land, and that is. You know, that is where we're at.
All right, I've got a break. Stay right there, Emma. When we come back, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints issued a statement that I want to brief you on if you haven't already seen it. Then I want to talk about what you guys intend to do. One of the things that you said is, hey, we're here to get ranchers back to ranching, loggers back to logging, farmers back to farming. And I want to know exactly day-to-day, in general, what's the goal to do that? Is it an educational campaign? What's going to happen? We'll talk about that with Ammon Bundy in seconds, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll explain my reasons for having him on, okay?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, just because Ammon Bundy and I disagree on their action and the best way to go about solutions, that doesn't mean that I'm not his friend. I'm going to blatantly say publicly everywhere in the world, Ammon is my friend. Ammon is a personal friend who I love dearly. My prayers are with him. I pray for peaceful answers. And what I really pray is the federal government will back down and start obeying the law. All right, now, I also want to make this very clear. One of the biggest reasons I'm having him on the radio is because I want Ammon to have a place that he can always go where somebody will let him talk and explain his side of the story, the who, what, when, where, why of the story, if you will, without being manipulated, without the spin, without the hype, without the hostile agenda. Let me give an example of the point. It turns out that David Ward, the sheriff, David Ward is charging that Ammon Bundy and Crew's goal is to create an overthrow of the county and the federal government. Now, in my opinion, that's the most politically charged, manipulative statement. Why don't we let Ammon speak for himself? Ammon Bundy, what is your goal? Is it to create a hostile takeover like the sheriff, in my opinion, lies and says?
You know, a long time ago I learned that there's only room for argument if there's doubt. So I'm not going to even argue with Sheriff Ward. I don't want to waste time, you know, going down a dialogue. He knows exactly what the purpose of us being here. We've had over 8 hours of direct communication face-to-face or on the phone. And so he knows. And anyway, I'm not even going to try to go even down that path. What I will do is talk about what...
But let's be clear about your goal. You guys created an organization that people can refer to now that I think directly relates to your goal. It's called Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, right?
Correct. That is correct. Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. And our purpose is to restore and defend the Constitution. And that is what we're doing, and so that the people can be free. We have a situation where if you are not protected under the Constitution, then it is proof here that you will not be free. And the Hammonds are perfect example of that. And what we began to understand as we got involved with the Hammond case, we began to understand that this is not just happening to the Hammonds, that this has been happening for 40-plus years here, and there is a very strong culture of intimidation that is being placed upon the people of Harney County, and it's coming from the Fish and Wildlife Service, primarily from this refuge area, and also from the Bureau of Land Management, and they team up together, and they have used, in many cases, the courts to basically ruin people. And we're talking about the refuge has ruined and destroyed and completely removed over 100 ranchers just to make the refuge. And then the BLM, they've done the same thing to hundreds more outside the refuge.
By the way, how big is the refuge, Hammond?
It's 187,000 acres.
Okay, let me say that again, folks. I want you to understand something. 187,000 acres for what's called a wildlife or bird refuge. There's no constitutional provision or authority for that whatsoever.
Yeah, and just so you know, this is the best land. I mean, I'm telling you, some of the best land in the West, maybe even in the United States. And the homesteaders came in here, and it was all private because it was so – it's some of the land that would actually – you could actually come in on in the West and completely make a living off 160 acres. It is prime land, and the U.S. government saw it as something they wanted. And first they came in and just removed a whole bunch of them and just said, this is ours now. We're making a refuge. And then they continued to just expand and expand and expand until every bit of that lower prime land, I'm not exaggerating, every single bit of it now has been is in the possession of the U.S. government.
And that's not even enough for them now. They're going after the Hammonds Ranch. From what we understand is there's incredible resources and prime land for the Hammond Ranch as well that they forced a first right of refusal on, and they may just absolutely take away now that they're not there, right?
Well, yeah, and see, they started to do it up on the Steen Mountain because then, again, those are pristine, very rich in resources up there, and the Hammonds have a whole bunch of property, and it's adjacent, you know, pretty close to the refuge, and they have some private property down here as well. And, yeah, so they just keep doing it, but the Hammonds literally, and I'm not exaggerating, you know, they're kind of the last ones to have some private ground in this area where they are, and but they've already done it to hundreds of ranchers, and now these ranchers are standing up. They're starting to, you know, their children are coming forth, and they're, you know, the ranchers are coming forth, going, hey, we support what you guys are doing. I mean, they're bringing us food, they're bringing us their words, they're helping us understand, you know, the how things were taken from them, and we're recording these things, And we're going to continue to expose this this tremendous culture of intimidation. This county has been under tyranny, and there's no doubt about it.
So, Ammon, it seems to me that this is about land. And the mainstream press doesn't really want to talk about land, does not want really want to talk about historical accuracy, but you'll never gain a fundamental understanding of what you're doing and why without that reality, will you?
Not really, because, I mean, you know, if you were to prioritize our right, it is life and then our liberty and then our right to property. And it is essential, as the founders knew, in order to pursue happiness, you have to have protection of property. And you know this, I'm speaking to the choir. But so, I mean, it is essential, everything that we eat, everything we wear, that we live in, the comfort in our homes, all of that comes from the land and the resources. And if you allow... or if you lose control of the land and the resources, then you lose control of the ability to live and to pursue happiness and to live comfort. And those who control it have the ability to have ultimate power over you.
And what people need to understand is the Constitution lays out and codifies our rights. In other words, lays out a template for us all to understand and unify around. It creates checks and balances for solutions and to make sure government doesn't get too powerful. But our rights, our God-given unalienable rights to land, even existed before the Constitution, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we read in Genesis where God gave the earth to man. He did not give it to government. He gave it to man to care and to cultivate, and that means to take care of it and to use it. And that is necessary, and that is what the Lord has done. And so we have a situation here where government is saying, no, it's ours, and with your money, we're going to keep buying it and pushing and taking. And then with regulations that we make, we're going to ruin you, so you have to sell it. And then the people have never given that authority in the first place. And so we had to make a very solemn decision here. Say, look, here, this is where we're at. We know we cannot allow what happened to the Harrimans to happen to other people. We understand that. We can't let this case become a precedent. So we know we have to do something, no matter what, or it's going to be our children and our homes and all of that.
Well, and let me articulate one item that people need to go study, because one of the biggest things you're doing is an educational campaign here, among other things, which we'll get to in minutes. But the Hague family is a perfect example of what you're saying. The judge basically called the federal government, hey, they're racketeering, they're like mobster thugs, they need to stop. The judge said, come with your wallet, federal government, you've wronged the Hagues. But the Hagues are still being abused and attacked. We'll talk about that and more with Ammon Bundy in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit TopreserveTheNation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
What I'm most interested in of all is peaceful resolutions, ladies and gentlemen. I want the Hammonds free. I want Brother Hammond, Brother Dwight Hammond, to be able to be with his wife for the rest of his life, not with the government thugs. I want to have justice done. We don't believe the courts are the complete final arbiter on everything. That's a bogus lie. The founders expected the courts to be the weakest branch of government. Okay, they'd be turning over in their graves if they saw how we just think the robe, you know, justices are the gods. They're not, folks. They're absolutely not in any way, shape, or form. We need to make that very clear. I want to make sure Ammon Bundy gets a chance to tell his tale and give his side of the story absolutely cleanly. In other words, I never want to manipulate what he says. No matter my opinions, I want him always to have a clean, open channel to the world. And I think that's critical. And I want to make sure that we always have open communication. One of the things we always hear from the government is we hear about what people are saying, about what people are thinking and doing and why, but we rarely hear from the people involved. Have you noticed that? I want to make sure that never happens to my good friend, my personal friend, Ammon Bundy, and those who are with him. I will always advocate, whether I agree or disagree with him, for their fair chance to say what they want cleanly, openly, etc. Now, quickly, I was mentioning the Hague family. They're a perfect case in the problem with the courts. They went to the courts. They won in the courts. But they're still being abused, Ammon.
Yeah, they got the judgment they wanted, but it produced no results. They were forced right back into a permit process, and they're right back in the situation they were at before.
And they've been battling about this for over 35 years. I took one of the Hague daughters to Washington, D.C., and took her to the National Press Club, gave her the chance to speak at the National Press Club. We have that on video. If folks want to see it, go to cspoa.org. I bring this all up, though, to say they've been fighting this multi-generationally. This proves, though, the government will not relent on this. They will not obey the law, Ammon.
Yeah, they just use the courts to do, you know, their bidding, and that's exactly the way it is. So, I mean, we've seen it here in Harney County on many, many cases where basically, even if they're wrong, and even if they lose in court, they will still do it because it will break the family and force them to sell. And they'll acknowledge it. There's been many, many, well, I shouldn't say many, many, but several yesterday that I've talked to, that they actually, the BLM actually said, well, we'll just ruin you in court then, because they have free access. They have the people paying for it. You know, the judges are being paid. The lawyers are being paid. Everybody's being paid to do this to the people, and the people are having to defend themselves. It's costing, for example, like the million or the Hammonds up to $1 million in their defense. And so they just end up ruining them and breaking them to the point where the families give up. And
I think more and more Americans are understanding the federal government is absolutely out of control and does need to be stopped. We agree on that point. Ammon Bundy's group is called Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. They'll have their website up later today. As soon as we get that URL, we'll pass it to everybody so you can have another line of communication with those on the inside and what they believe and why and what they stand for and what they're doing. We'll get into what you're doing in just a second, Ammon, but I want to bring up this Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints press release first. Let me just give it to you really quick. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints responds to inquiries regarding Oregon armed occupation. While a disagreement is occurring in Oregon about the use of federal lands is not a church matter, they first say. Then they say, church leaders strongly condemn the armed seizure of the facility and are deeply troubled by the reports that those who have seized the facility suggest that they are doing so on scriptural principles. This armed occupation can in no way be justified on a scriptural basis. We are privileged to live in a nation where conflicts with government or private groups can and should be settled using peaceful means according to the laws of the land. Now, the reason I bring this up is because the church was asked about this because they're saying, hey, you're a Mormon, Ammon, and as a result, we want to see what the church says about your action. I want you to have nobody in the way respond without any manipulation. You let her rip. What do you say?
Well, so this is the situation on that. One is no one ever talked to us at all from the church, period. We do not know who or what they're referencing as far as scripture, because I know I have not publicly said that this scripture is because of what we're doing. I cannot and have spoken of to there are several members of the church that are here, and none of them have. And so we're not sure where they're getting that referencing from, and they did not come to us and speak to the source at all, period. They also did not go to our bishops, and they did not go to our state presidents.
Just so everybody understands, bishops and state presidents are congregational leaders, okay, for those of you who are not Mormon. Go ahead, sir.
And so, like, for example, my bishop is very dismayed that the church would make such a statement and not do its homework. And just so everybody knows, I believe that Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the true church, and I believe that the doctrines and the priesthood that are within it are the Lord's. And I serve in the church. I serve as a financial clerk. I also serve in a Sunday school presidency, and I teach the No Greater Calling class in my ward. I've served in state positions. I've served in bishoprics, and I have been blessed tremendously from the church. We just have a situation here that I believe will be unwound today, where a church member spoke without proper authority, and I might be wrong, but I don't see how, and it's uncharacteristic of the church to make a statement without getting the facts from the source. And we know for sure they did not come to us. And so that is why I say that, not in any question of...
All right, but you welcome an open dialogue, right?
Well, yeah, we actually were able to speak to the Office of the First Presidency yesterday, but it was too late to speak or, you know, make any appointments. So those conversations will continue today.
All right, I don't want to spend too much time on this just because, again, this is just something that the media has brought up, I think, to try to create contention and confusion. The bottom line is you're saying you open a dialogue. You're not sure the source. You want to make sure that they talk to you and they understand it. None of you guys have made Mormon and or scriptural references as if God's on your side to do this. You believe that you prayed about it and it's the right thing to do, but you're not necessarily saying God or the church or anybody else is sanctioning this. This is your own doing, but you're ready for an open dialogue to discuss it.
I mean, let's not go that far, Sam. I would never do something like this without believing that the Lord was guiding and directing.
That's why I say, I mean, you believe that you prayed and that God, you know, you're led to do this. But what I'm saying is you're not invoking the church or the Bible or anything in specific as you haven't put it that way, right?
No. And we've never made a statement in that manner. And the church never came to us. And so again, I believe that it was, and we're pretty certain who it was, in the church, and I believe that they did not go through the proper ranks to make such a statement, but that will be determined today, and then we will have to make decisions from there. But that's the situation. I just wanted to make you apprised on where we're actually at with it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And keep us posted on that. I guess what I want to do is kind of answer it so people can deal with it. But, you know, I'm not saying that you didn't pray and that you don't feel good about what you're doing. You know, you obviously feel like your maker is okay with this or you wouldn't be doing it. I don't mean to at all suggest that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying you did not invoke the church as they're making it sound.
Yeah, and it goes beyond that. I mean, and I can share that with you sometime when we have a great, you know, opportunity to do that.
We'll eat dinner and talk about it personally. All right, I want to move to a couple of other things. You know, Donald Trump pitches himself as the perfect negotiator, the deal maker, the art of the deal, baby. You want a deal done, you put Trump in. Has Trump called you to go ahead and help and get this done, sir?
Say that again. I didn't catch what you
said. Has Donald Trump called to help you get this resolved?
No, you know, we would welcome it because what we're doing here, and people need to understand, and I believe we need to spend the rest of this conversation, Sam, talking about what we're doing now.
We'll do it. And I believe Trump could make the biggest difference to help get the word out on what's really happening. Hopefully we can create that. We'll talk about that and what you're doing in seconds. Ammon Bundy with us on your radio, folks. Hold on.
Thank you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test. today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ammon Bundy live from inside the refuge right now, ladies and gentlemen, riding shotgun on Liberty Roundtable. And I want to tell you, we want to let Ammon tell you what he thinks. We'll always make this program available to do that without manipulation, open channel to hear the truth as Ammon and others inside sees it. So, Ammon, you said, hey, I want to focus on the rest of the time what's going on, what we're doing. So, it's Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, the organization. Exactly how do you guys want to go to work and do what you're going to do? And lay it out for us, sir.
Yeah, so we now have the, we have basically taken over this facility, which has been a tool for tyranny for many, many years in this valley. And we have the facilities now to house and to, you know, a lot of people. And also to, you know, communicate. There's offices here. And we are putting together different units, if you will, or different groups. And the first piece of this that we must do to get these things right is get the people to begin to claim and unwind these unconstitutional land transactions. And so that is the first part, the claim. And the second piece to this...
When you
is,
say claim, though, you're talking about land claim. People need to understand, not just a declaration, a land claim, right?
Yeah, I'd like to go into it, you know, into detail here in just
Please.
A little bit. But I kind of want to summarize, and then I'll back up and go into detail about how we will do this and how it is constitutional and morally the right thing to do. The second piece, after we get the people to get all the claims and the titles and the land transaction, the transfers right, the second part is we will encourage the people and help them to actually begin to use it. So we will assist them while they're reestablishing the irrigation system that was taken out, you know, the state-of-the-art irrigation systems that were taken out by the federal government. We will assist them to begin to log again, to set up mills again. We will assist them in getting financing and having investors come in to invest to them. We will assist them in using the land, getting access to their private properties that have been closed off. All of these things we will do. And meanwhile, we will sit here as a defense to the people while they do this. And then when the county feels that they are on their feet enough, and we've seen the economy of Harney County restore itself again, then we will go home to our families and know that we've done a great good here. And so let's just back up a little bit about the claim. And it sounds like, you know, you've got it understood. But what's happened for the last, you know, 50 years or more, there has been unconstitutional acquisitions, adverse takings, and removals of people and their private properties. So what we're going to do is we are going to identify all the use of the beneficial use that is going on right now. So who is using the land and what are the boundaries that they understand that is their use right now. And then those people that are using it, they will become deeded property owners of that, or they will have deeded right to a certain right on public land. And that will be recorded in the county recorder's office, and there will be actually a deed given to them on that right or on that property. So that's the first piece. Well, actually, and then simultaneously, we're going to be taking all the federal signs down, because that's one of the things they do. They come in and they just begin to put their signs all over it, so everybody believes and thinks that it's theirs. We're going to be removing those signs. We're going to be replacing them with county signs. For example, we're going to...
Because the truth is, the land lies in the county. That's the constitutional historical reality, right?
That is correct. It is. If there's public land, then the people own the rights to use it, and their rights, they're deeded. They're actually private property. They're vested property rights. But it's under the jurisdiction of the county. And so, and I can explain that in more detail in a little bit, but for example, this national, if you will, National Wildlife Refuge, we are already working with county individuals, people in the county, and to rename it. And we're kind of falling on the Harney County Resource Center. And so we're looking to rename this refuge, and it will be renamed, if approved, the Harney County Resource Center.
Yeah, you could call it the Harney County Restitution Center, sir.
Well, we could, but, you know, there's a lot of work that will happen here that will be based upon the land and the resources. And so, but ultimately, that's not going to be our decision. It'll be the decision of the people of Harney County. So, but that'll happen. We will actually, we will actually replace the signage in this county to get it constitutional, and then we will again simultaneously. And we're working on that already as we speak. And then there'll be a tremendous amount of study, and that's why we have teams that are doing it here to get these land transactions or to identify the usage. And once we identify all the usage, then we can go to the next step, which is to, okay, here's all the land that's not being used, or all the rights that are not being used. At that point, the deeded land and the deeded rights, we will unwind, okay, who was this taken from? Who did the federal government steal this from?
In other words, who's been wronged? Whose property rights have been violated?
Yeah, and we will go through the records, and we will unwind these, we will uncover, these unconstitutional transactions, and then we will go to those families, those individuals, those families, and we'll say, hey, look, this is rightfully yours because it was taken from you unconstitutionally, and basically give them first option to use it. But the stipulation is use. They have to, if they want it, they have to come in and put beneficial use to it. If they do not want it and they do not want to put it to beneficial use, then it will be put up for auction, and the funds from that auction will go to the county.
And this is one of the big ways that the federal government's taken over. They've taken all the money off the table, and counties and states have been starving to death because there's no appropriations from land. This will rectify that as well, right?
Well, it'll rectify that. It'll also rectify that from, every year from there, that the county, not the federal government, will begin to get the property taxes from this land. And, I mean, that alone right there will immediately turn the whole county around as far as their financing. But also, again, it's about beneficial use. So individuals will get back on this land, and they'll start producing again. And the economy, the entire economy of Harney County will rebound in a very quick time.
And that means the restaurants are going to be full like they used to be. You know, the mechanic shops are going to be full. The barber shops are going to be full. I mean, you know, we're going to completely restore the economics of this county. And this is going to be an example of what all the counties across this country need to do. And so that is the first step is the claim. And we've already talked about the usage part. But once we get all the claims and all the deeds and documents all right and it back into the people's hands, and simultaneously, then we will be assisting the people here in using the land. For one thing that they've been restricted from is from drilling any wells. They haven't been able to drill wells here for 5 years.
And by the way, this is one of the most resource-rich places in the country, as you alluded to earlier, Ammon.
Yes, it is. It is. It's just beautiful land, and there's no doubt that the federal government picked this place as one a long time ago to begin to take over the land and resources.
All right, Ammon, here's the deal. I'm out of time this hour. I have time next hour. If you have time, we can go into more detail if you'd like. We could schedule it for a different time, whatever works best for you and your staff.
Nope, I do have an appointment at 9, but that gives us enough time to let's talk this out. I'm excited to share with people why we did what we did.
All right, so we're going to take a break because this hour ends. We'll come back next hour with Ammon Bundy, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to get all the questions out of the way because the media is not getting us the answers to the questions that we all have, and it's hard to focus on the real plan until we get the questions out of the way. And that's why I spent so much time on that. But going forward now, next hour, we're going to drill into this usage. We're going to drill into these claims. We're going to drill into this constitutional reality and this gargantuan education campaign to help Americans understand they've been fleeced from the land. Some call it legalized plunder. I would call it thugocracies taking over property. And we'll get into some of these details, ladies and gentlemen, because you need to understand the historical reality before you can understand the solutions. We'll do it in seconds with Ammon Bundy. Hang tight, everybody. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. We're not taking calls because I want to give all the time to Ammon that I could possibly give him, okay? LibertyRoundtable.com is our website. And we'll get Ammon's website. They're building it. It'll be available later today. We'll have that for you as soon as we can get it. And that way you can go directly to them and get that education we're talking about. We'll do it next hour in seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, I know we got a road to hoe, but this nation shall endure.